And
what if it's long and you just let it hang? What do you call that?
Straight.
Okay.
Stringy, usually. It's my problem. Alright.
Hey, okay, what kind of hairstyles are there for men?
Oh, they're crew cuts.
Which is what?
It's cut very short, so it just stands up on its end. Yeah, Ron used to have one, he tells me. Ruined my image of him. Oh, and there are burr cuts where you practically shave your head. Mm-hmm. If you get in the military, I guess, or used to. And then long, I don't know what you call it.
How long is long?
Down past your chin, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Or past your front. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what you call the others.
Okay. What would you call an effeminate male, either a boy or a man?
Call him a homosexual.
Okay. What if he wasn't really? Would you still call him homosexual? Just to be calling that? I mean, if he's not, yeah, he's just sort of. But he's not really homosexual.
I might call him lightweight.
Okay.
That's what my mother called him.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, what would you call a male homosexual?
Well, I'd probably call him a fag.
Okay. What would you call a woman or a girl who's sort of masculine, but who wasn't really homosexual?
I'd probably call her butch, but that has other overtones, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay. What would you call a female homosexual?
A dyke.
Okay, anything else?
A butch.
What would you call a sexually overactive male?
Well, I don't know. Come to think of it, of all things for me not to know.
Well, I had a man inform me when I was doing this that there was no such thing.
I really don't know the name.
Well, maybe that's why. I mean, maybe that's a popular... What would you call a sexually overactive female?
A nymphomaniac.
Well, see? Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that it certainly is.
I don't have a name that readily comes to mind for a male either. We've got to do something about that.
Yeah.
What would you call a sexually indiscreet male?
Sexually indiscreet? I'm not sure. An exhibitionist.
Does that have any more meaning than just sexual indiscreet?
Yes.
Would you like to explain that?
Usually has to do with exposing oneself.
Okay.
No, I really don't know.
What would you call a sexually indiscreet female?
I don't know that either.
Okay. Do you have a name for a very ugly man or boy?
Other than ugly, no.
Okay, what about an ugly girl or woman?
No.
A real attractive man or boy?
Other than handsome, no.
Alright, attractive girl or woman?
No.
Okay, what would you call a person who has their nose in a book all the time? They're not necessarily smart, but, you know, all they do is read.
A bookworm.
Okay. What about somebody who is really smart? You know, they don't necessarily read all the time, but they're bright.
A brain.
Okay. What would you call a child in school who is always trying to get the teacher's attention and always trying to get praise from the teacher and that kind of thing?
A brownie.
Okay. And sometimes this carries over into adult life, you know, and there's somebody on the job who's always trying to get the boss's approval and so on. What would you call a person like that? An adult.
Aggressive.
Okay.